Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Hi, I'm Carl Berger, and Sherry is my sweet and loving wife.
My name is Sharon Berger, and I'm the wife of Carl Berger.
You know, Sherry, we've been married 55 or almost 55 years, is that right?
That's right.
And it's been a good run, I'd say, but probably one of the most exciting and most stressful and most interesting years was that one year in 1997.
We were in New Orleans, and we were on our way back. You started pacing around the airport, and I said, "Are you feeling all right?" And you said, I just have to walk. So that's how it started.
And what happened as I got on board the plane was extremely severe stomach cramps. It got worse and worse and worse until by the time we got back to Detroit, I literally said to you, "I really think we've got to get to the hospital."
The emergency room took you in right away.
And they did a wonderful job, I thought, of diagnosing and somewhat, I think, concurred with me, gave me some very strong pain medication, and which worked right away, and we went home and I went to bed. The next morning, I woke up and I stood up and I turned to you and said,
"I don't think I'm going to make it." I called 911. You were incoherent. You weren't talking or anything, so...
And 2 months later, I woke up. What happened during those 2 months?
Yeah, during the 2 months, a lot of things happened. One of the doctors came and said, "He may not make this." A little voice in my head says he's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the diagnosis was a dissected artery, which meant an artery pulled apart somewhere in my abdomen. So that was quite a shock. And that started a long, long series of attempting to recuperate,
right,
which were not really all that successful.
At the time, they had not closed up your stomach. Your stomach was still open because they wanted to heal from the inside out. Mm-hmm. But they had put a mesh across your stomach, and they were pulling the mesh together gently each day. It took them about 2 months to get that closed.
2 months to completely close up the stomach area there. They started to have me try to lift my legs, and I, of course, couldn't do so. But I just despaired that I'd ever be able to walk again because I had no muscle strength. The other problem, of course, was there was mental rehabilitation as well.
But do you remember having MRSA?
MRSA is, of course, that terribly resistant bacteria that you get often in hospitals. And I had, of course, picked it up because you came in one day and you were completely gowned from top to bottom, mask on, everything like that. And from that point on, everybody that came in the room, they were completely masked and gowned.
Mm-hmm. Those were the times when the doctor said you better call and tell them that it may not be too long. You were suffering from sepsis and pneumonia and...
Kidney failure,
mm-hmm. Right?
It was one of those things that where you seemed to get well and then you'd get sick, and then you'd seem to get well and then you'd get sick. And one of the interesting things is to having gone through all of this, to be able to let people know that there is hope. It's always out there. You can always reach. And I realized at one point that I was a fighter. I never thought I was, but I realized I was a fighter.
Yes, I coined the word stoic. The doctors would come in and say, "Why is he always smiling?" And I said, "Because he's a very stoic person. He won't let you know that he's in pain."
I want you to know that that year changed one other thing in my life, and that was for me to realize how much I terribly love you. Because you were there for me every single day.
Thank you, honey.
And it was just wonderful. I can't believe that you would do all that for me.
Well, you did it for me when I said, "Carl, don't you leave me." Okay.
Maybe that's what gave me the fighting spirit. I'm
right.
Pretty sure it was.
Right.
Well, it's been wonderful, hon.
Thank you. It's a great ride.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.